It's another witch hunt. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's the feeling of former President Trump now that a special counsel has been appointed to oversee a couple of investigations involving him.
Over the years, I've given millions and millions of pages of documents, tax returns and everything else, and they have found nothing.
The former president at Mar-a-Lago last night, 3 days after announcing another run for the White House, veteran prosecutor Jack Smith was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland.
He's going to be looking over not only the documents taken from Mar-a-Lago, specifically with great interest, the roughly 100 documents that the Department of Justice claims are classified. He'll also be looking to see if any person or entity violated the law in connection with efforts to interfere with the lawful transfer of power following the 2020 presidential election and dealing with January 6th.
Fox's David Spunt. No suspects and no murder weapon. Police in Moscow, Idaho, continue to appeal to the public for help after four University of Idaho students were found murdered inside a home.
According to a coroner, some or all were found stabbed to death in their beds and might have even been asleep when the attack happened. The bodies were found last Sunday. Police have not yet named a suspect or a motive. They believe two roommates who were in the house during the incident were not involved in the crime.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, a man who was seen on surveillance video standing next to two of the victims at a food truck shortly before the murders, has also been ruled out. A Pennsylvania man has been sentenced to 20 years behind bars after killing his mother and taking pictures with her body. Much of David Sumney's family was opposed to the plea deal. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Tis the season to recommend wearing masks indoors. As COVID-19 cases climb, officials in Los Angeles County are strongly recommending that masks be worn in all indoor public settings. The county is currently reporting about 1,500 new infections per day. Some encouraging news if you got jabbed with one of the new and improved COVID booster shots.
Pfizer and partner BioNTech say their updated COVID booster generated virus-fighting antibodies that can target four additional Omicron subtypes, not just the BA.5 Omicron strain that's recently been the most common type. One of those additional subtypes is BQ1.1, and case numbers of that and BQ1 are rapidly rising. A University of Texas study found that adults 55 and up had a nearly nine-fold jump in antibodies against the BQ1.1 strain a month after getting the updated booster. Note, the preliminary data was released online and has not been vetted by independent experts. The CDC says just 11% of Americans age 5 and up have gotten the new booster. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
COVID-19 isn't the only respiratory illness seeing a spike in cases. Doctors at children's hospitals are calling on the Biden administration to declare an emergency over the unprecedented number of RSV and flu infections and what doctors call an alarming surge of children hospitalized. An emergency declaration would provide hospitals with flexibility to free up bed capacity and staffing. The lake effect snow keeps piling up in and around Buffalo, New York. Some areas have 5 feet, with more to come.
Please stay home. Please check on your neighbors. Take care of them.
City Councilman Christopher Scanlon, at least two people have died clearing snow. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.